The white man asked me to bring it to you.
That was good of you. Go well, small one.
But she did not go at once. She rubbed one bare foot against the other. She rubbed one finger along the edge of the Umfundis's table.
Perhaps you might be hungry, small one.
Not very hungry, Umfundis.
Perhaps a little hungry.
Yes, a little hungry, Umfundis.
Go to the mother, then. Perhaps she has some food.
I thank you, Umfundis.
She walked delicately, as though her feet might do harm in so great a house, a house with tables and chairs, and a clock, and a plant in a pot, and many books, more even than the books at the school. Kumalo looked at his letter. It was dirty, especially about the stamp. It had been in many hands, no doubt. It came from Johannesburg. Now there in Johannesburg were many of his own people. His brother John, who was a carpenter, had gone there and had a business of his own in Sophiatown, Johannesburg. His sister Gertrude, 25 years younger than he, and the child of his parents' age, had gone there with her small son to look for the husband who had never come back from the mines. His only child, Absalom, had gone.